to think of a song that we could open with, and I came up with nothing.
How good is that riff?
Very cool. A bit like Thunderstruck, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like a little movement up and down.
Weird, I imagine like AC/DC got like it was 2000. It was the turn of the century. And they've gone, what are we going to do? We're going to do something else. Let's just do the same thing that we've done ever since our inception.
Yeah, it worked.
And it's a good album.
Who Made Who was very 80s. That was an 80s one.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Which one am I thinking of? Stiff Upper Lip.
Yeah, that's the one I've been on a kick with lately.
Very similar, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's when they had their big bald drummer, wasn't it? Remember that big dude
that happened.
Singlets and had drum kits up here?
I think that was that tour, or was that maybe even a bit earlier? Because
that was stiff. It might have been earlier, actually.
I can't remember.
Big bald motherfucker.
Anyway, that was the only chance I had of linking it in was Who Made Who? Conspiracies, maybe?
Ah.
I don't know. So welcome to Unpleasant with Adam and Milk. We're doing a special show while Adam's away, a themed one, which, let's be honest, we're not big fans of. I think it's pretty gay to go, oh, this is going to be the thing this week. But we've been inspired because, I don't know if anyone's aware, but maybe one of the biggest shows of 2017 will have been episode 9/11 of the Joe Rogan Experience with Alex Jones.
911 episodes in the making.
It really was. It all accumulated into that moment.
He was just like the perfect guest, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a conspiracy theorist, journalist, fat, drug using.
It was really good to watch. He's very intense dude, but
he's an engaging man.
But the thing is that he is the conspiracy guy, and so he's discounted for that generally.
Instantly.
But then, instantly.
Yeah.
But then there are the occasions where they are right.
Yeah, usually. Well, he said on the Rogan podcast that he won't say anything that he can't back up with facts.
Yeah.
Which I assume a lot of people wouldn't know that about Alex Jones.
Yeah. But then he was also talking about the interference from aliens.
Psychic vampires.
Yeah, that's it. Psychic vampires.
Yeah.
Which is, like, we talked about this, not on the show, but that Alex Jones loves being that guy.
Mm.
He really gets a kick out of being the crazy guy, but he wants to stir you up so that you get, like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then he can spring some shit on you.
And you can see it, that little smirk.
Yeah.
I want to hate it, but I don't. I just sit there and eat it up.
Because he doesn't actually mean vampires and he's this psychic. That was some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, why we wanted to do this at all was after the Orlando shooting. I was watching a few videos, Stefan Monolou, Mike Cernovich, those sort of guys. And there's some interesting things that are just questions. That's all it was, just questions. I don't believe in a fucking big conspiracy or anything like behind it. Just questions that I want to have answered. And I didn't really bother looking into it too much. And then recently you brought up Sandy Hook.
Mm. Sandy Hook.
And I remember reading some things about it. Some questionable things about the shooting there.
The circumstances.
I knew that there was some conspiracy theories, but I'm like, all right. So what we're going to do is just tell me what questions you have.
Well, the thing is, now I don't really have many questions after you've just absorbed it so much and you can see where it gets discounted, but there's still people who push it. Last week, I think, somebody got arrested for just harassing the medical examiner, got harassed at their house and over the phone. The person who did that's in prison.
Wow.
Another one, the mother of one of the children that was killed had somebody come to her house and just be like, why are you sad? Your kid never existed anyway. Oh. Like, these are real signs.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, most people, most conspiracy theorists thought it was a false flag operation. Because one week
false
before,
flag is the most fun thing to say in an Alex Jones voice. False flag operation, obviously, after the Gulf of Tompkins.
In the United States.
I love Anthony Cumia's thing. It's so good.
Within the month or a week before, somewhere around that time frame, Obama signed the Small Arms Treaty. And then this happened. And conspiracy theorists thought it was a push to oppress gun owners and survivalists. Now, I assume if you're a survivalist in America in the modern era, when you don't really need to be, you're probably pretty intense about it and you're probably pretty concerned about your gun rights. But, I mean, the things they were pushing were memorial pages were time-stamped differently. So there was a memorial page created like the day before it happened.
Oh, okay.
Things like that. But then that was attributed to basically URLs.
Mm.
You know, I don't understand how all that works too much. But people, timestamps are unreliable on the internet. Time zones, all that kind of stuff. Maybe the device was set to a wrong time, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Because I can turn my phone into airplane mode and change the time in that, and it's not connected to the internet or anything, and then I can.
Exactly.
You can do a thing. But. So there are ways around it. Yeah, no, all right. Yeah. Makes sense. But again, that's where it's like, oh, these are just questions.
That's where it's a theory.
Yeah.
That's right. People, conspiracy theorists, thought there were crisis actors there. And there is a picture of a guy pre-news interview, and there's footage of him just laughing. And, like, it didn't seem like somebody who was at the site of a child teacher massacre.
Yeah.
Just weird, just unsettling.
Yeah, so we didn't say what the actual... I'm assuming everyone knows what the shooting was. It was at a school, wasn't it?
I think it was... I think 30 kids got killed, about six teachers. The guy's name was Adam Lanza. He shot his mother.
Yeah, so he was... He had a disability of some kind?
Can't quite remember. It was mental instability.
Yeah, definitely.
That's for sure.
There was something there, but I remember somebody said that they were trying to push it as it was because of his disability, and it's like, well, no.
Yeah, no.
The amount of people, like, that's a really small, an indiscretion, but... the gun was locked away. He got the combination or whatever. His mum was a teacher there, wasn't she?
Not sure.
I think that's what happened. Then he went and killed her.
Yeah, he shot her. Yeah, before he left his house.
Was this the one, the shooting and the conspiracy theory of the kid who was also in photographs in like a completely different place?
I think that was the crisis actor.
Okay.
It was this guy who was there giving interviews and this was a victim. Oh, a victim. Yeah, maybe that's right. I think there was an actor as well.
A crisis actor. Is that a proper term?
A crisis actor that they, you know, the media get them in for events like this to do interviews and to perpetuate the situation, I suppose.
All right, so we've got lots.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the biggest conspiracy theories of the last decade. There's like a big post 9/11.
And the shitty thing is, I used to just turn my nose up at every conspiracy, and really, I still do. Yeah. But when you look into our own history, you go, oh, there has been false flags.
Yeah.
It's happened. That's what's kicked off the invasion of Poland, because they knew that's what would happen.
Yeah.
Even over the weekend, when Gavin McInnes was having his talk at NYU, and the protesters were there, there was already violence, so there wasn't a they didn't start it. But he had some of his guys were back there, and they actually got beaten up.
Yeah.
Because they were dressed up as the Antifa.
Okay.
And so. Yeah, they're planting people, and it is possible to plant people and just to escalate things to a new level.
And I think with the Sandy Hook, most people discounted the conspiracies that it was completely staged and fake. They started to focus on the fact that it did happen, or at least most of it happened.
Yeah.
And then the government used it as an opportunity to jump on it and say, all right, we'll make this.
Yeah,
and change some details, change some circumstances.
And I totally buy the plausibility of that.
Yeah,
rather than this huge manufacturing of this. And I just go, come on.
This mass betrayal of the population that only a select few of people can see through.
A few people on the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
But one of the things that that blew my mind was there's that conspiracy that Stanley Kubrick had faked the moon landing. And all the moon landing footage was fake and everything.
Yep.
He genuinely was approached by the CIA to create a film.
Really?
That did happen. That's 100% true.
About space?
Yeah. To actually do that. Yeah, to do that thing. And so it all makes sense. But all you've got to do is listen to... Do you remember that movie, The Dish?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Australian movie.
Yeah.
Filmed you remember,
in Forbes or whatever it was. Yeah.
And so, like, why is that happening? Why was it a big thing that it had to be there at that exact moment? It was all just calculations. Yeah. It all went specifically. It had to be all the ducks lined up, all that kind of deal.
Yeah.
All right. So, I see a thing here. About the Sandy Hook. Robbie Parker, the father of a victim, blah, blah, blah. After doing a CNN, he became the target of conspiracy theorists who claimed the interview was staged. Parker has been attacked by theorists who believe he is a crisis actor and was getting into character before going on CNN to grieve over the loss of his child. 32-year-old man accepted a plea agreement with prosecutors on one count of interfering with police arising from an incident in November of 2015, when he angrily approached the sister of murdered teacher Victoria Soto, who is regarded as a heroine for her attempt to protect her students. Heroine's a weird word. protect the students from the shooter in the Sandy Hook attack, shoved a photograph in her face and began angrily charging that not only did the Sandy Hook tragedy not take place, but that Victoria Soto never existed.
Yeah.
That's a rough one.
So this is where it goes too far.
I mean, yeah,
that's an attack, basically.
There's always going to be those things. I think they played the clip on Rogan's podcast where they had Alex Jones saying that that Hillary Clinton is personally responsible for the murder of hundreds of children, and that she was like soaking in their blood and everything like that. He did say it, but it was a big lead in. He was being dramatic. And then he leads into this story about, I think it was Aleppo.
Yep.
About how it had, that was on her shoulders.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't a big, anyway, you know, they're just cherry picking those things. But at the same time, those things can be cherry picked by insane people who then go out and harass everyone.
And are.
And you're right.
I think one of my favorite, most recent ones was the Zika virus. And the theory that the government had genetically modified mosquitoes to spread that virus. And in America, you know the chain Chipotle?
Yeah.
They had an E. coli outbreak.
That doesn't surprise me.
And yeah, exactly. No, I mean the FDA couldn't work out what it was, because there's so many different ingredients, fresh ingredients that are all mixed up, and they just couldn't pinpoint what happened. There was no cause ever found. So conspiracy theorists think it was bioterrorists who, same thing with the mosquitoes, inserted genetically modified the food and then spread E. coli.
Wow.
They don't only do it through bioterrorism either. It's chemtrails especially.
Oh, yeah, they're a big one.
And the musicians Merle Haggard and Prince were both chemtrail conspiracy theorists. Both sang about it in their music, talked about it at length. They died 2 weeks apart, and there's a theory that it's called chemtrail flu, and we have it on us every day, but they had a more potent version that killed them both to silence them.
Oh, okay.
Rather than just old age and a life of being a musician.
And a drug user and addict and all that
exactly.
kind of stuff. Yeah, exactly. See, the chemtrail thing, that was interesting about the Rogan thing as well, where it was him and Eddie Bravo, and Eddie Bravo's conspiracies didn't sync up with... They both thought Eddie Bravo's and Alex Jones's conspiracies didn't sync up with each other.
On chemtrails.
Yeah, yeah. So, Eddie Bravo's all in with chemtrails and Alex Jones's, they're kind of a thing, but it's not really a thing.
He seems to sort of go towards weather modification.
Yeah, yeah, like it's not. Well, let's say they genetically modified those mosquitoes. That's a huge deal. That's a huge attack.
Yeah, it's bioterrorism.
Yeah, it's not. Why would it be worth the test? Or is it just a test, just to see if they can do it?
Yeah.
And why would it be something that can be tracked and you?
Yeah, exactly.
That everyone can track.
Surely they could catch these mosquitoes and see if they were genetically modified. There must be a way to tell. I don't know. So that was some of my favourites. All absurd.
Yeah.
Mainly. We'd have to set about 4 hours aside to talk about 9/11. But everyone, everyone knows.
Tower 7.
Steel beams.
The best thing about... I'm glad it's been a while. The best thing about 9/11 was the steel beams memes that came out with George Bush crying.
Yeah.
Oh.
When you know you're hot, but you're not hot enough to melt steel beams.
Yeah. I love it. But, fuck that. I do think there could be more to it, but I still do believe that... I still know that planes flew into buildings.
Yeah, we all know.
Buildings that went down. How do people, as adults... All right. They don't have empathy or respect for other people's jobs. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Or other people in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't... Because if the amount of planning that goes into a huge skyscraper...
Yeah.
Two of them. It's the biggest... At a time, were the biggest in New York. Planet.
Yeah.
Fucking huge. And we're going to make a building that's really fucking big in one of the most densely populated areas on the planet. Be bad if one of them fell over.
Mm.
If only we were sort of smart enough to engineer something so that it would sort of like collapse on itself, like that sort of thing, or something that might go down like that.
Can you just imagine if they went...
Yeah. The destruction would have been...
immense.
Oh, but it's not hot enough for it to melt. See, there are people who haven't, like, there was bushfires in Junee when we grew up. We've both heard first-hand accounts of people who were fighting those fires, and there was fire, like, not even fighting the fires, just people who were leaving town because they were scared that we're going to, we know people have lost homes in it. Fire tornadoes, those things technically should not happen. Because what temperature does wood burn at? But it doesn't matter what it burns at. What matters is the environment around it.
Yeah.
It actually changes the atmosphere.
It has its own.
Yeah. It creates its own atmosphere. And within that, the rules change.
Yeah. I also don't think the towers were designed to accommodate two Boeing 737s on the top floor either. I don't think they factored that into the design and sort of had answers for what would happen if that...
That wasn't a thing.
What's that?
Wasn't a thing. Yeah, you don't, don't think.
Yeah,
that's actually. Did you see the footage here of the Navy?
They were
launching trucks.
Yeah, what for?
Well, they were testing out because those propulsion systems that they have for the jets.
Yeah,
like it's just to ensure they're up to speed and
check the weight and stuff.
Yeah, they're great. It catches them. So they were just testing it out, and why not?
Yeah.
Because it looks fucking awesome.
I actually haven't seen the clip.
That is a huge truck.
Look at it bounce off the water.
Flying.
And it bounces. A truck bouncing off water. I don't understand. Jesus.
I'm glad that they're doing that. I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I'm done with 9/11. We have to be. Yeah, we're up on that one. Now, this is one I don't have a lot of answers for.
Hit me.
So was the Orlando shooting, the Pulse nightclub?
Yep.
Gay club shot up.
I guess I don't know many details beyond what the news told me. So,
49 people dead, 50 odd injured. So apparently. What happened was they killed people towards the entrance and then went into the building, killed more, and then there was a hostage situation that went for 3 hours. Mm. And I have not heard a single hostage testimony.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything about that, haven't I?
And the hostages escaped, obviously.
Apparently.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Saying it's the calls to 911 were... There's a few that said there's multiple shooters. And apparently the guy himself had placed a 911 call. Maybe it was a week earlier, something, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
About, saying that he was a member of ISIS and all that sort of shit. So this guy, this one guy, all right, I'm going to backtrack. So 49 dead, 50 wounded. at best, that's a bullet a person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's over 100 bullets. That's at best. That's anyone who knows anything about guns or gun training or anything like that knows that you're going to need more than that to unless you're the best on the planet, you're going to need more than one to kill a person. So you're probably looking at more than five. And that's just in the ones who killed.
Yeah.
So 5 times 50. How's he carrying that much ammo? On top of the one, apparently he was firing bullets into the ceiling. Like that's confirmed.
So he had an assault rifle.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. So okay. That's magazines of 30 bullets, 45 maximum that can be swapped out. How many of those is he carrying with him?
And he's got a reload. I mean,
It doesn't take long to reload.
I'm going to say it's very unlikely that I'm going to try and attack somebody who's got a gun.
Yeah.
But in a whole nightclub, if there's one shooter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And he's carrying all of that ammo by himself. Apparently he had a vest, and that's why they didn't storm in. He apparently had a suicide vest with explosives. So he's got a vest, a weighty explosive vest, with who knows how many clips of ammo that he would need to do all of that. And he's there for 3 hours.
Yeah. 3 hours.
That's nobody's standing up with that. Like professionals, SAS soldiers and Marines, those guys can do it.
Yeah.
He was not any of those things.
Yeah.
He just wasn't. And I don't know. I think there was multiple, but I don't know why it hasn't came out. I don't know why nobody's claiming responsibility. That's what I mean. They're just questions. I just have questions of where is all this coming from? Where is this ammo?
How did he get into the club? Because I imagine like a gay nightclub, they're probably not just going to let in shady looking individuals with big jackets who don't really look like they're going to fit the...
And apparently, apparently he'd been there before too.
Okay.
And his wife is still missing, I think. I'm going to stop the show for a second while I Google that because I am almost certain, but I don't want to just go with it.
That's all right.
All right, sorry for the dead air.
She breaks her silence.
Yeah, that was in
November. So, did she go missing?
Yeah, she was missing for a few months. Yes, so she was around for a little bit. Said that I think she'd found him. He'd banged a few dudes, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents came and got her, physically took her from the house that they had together, and left everything that she had behind to leave him.
Yeah.
Because he's that fucking crazy and they knew it. Things are finally going to be better. Well, all right. Well, that's too much to read and that sounds fucking boring. Yep. It's more exciting if she's still missing.
I thought she got charged or something, didn't she?
I'm not too sure. I don't know.
I think she might have. Tough reading news from November 2016, but...
Oh, well, anyway.
That's an interesting one, anyway.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, just like I said, just questions that just I need to be answered. When they did the moon landing thing, I can watch a moon landing documentary and go, man, that was totally fucking fake. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And then you just have to watch one thing to go, oh, well, no.
Just listen to Buzz Aldrin talk about it.
Well, Penn and Teller did a good one. I think even Mythbusters did one as well. Like everyone has. So the answers are out there. Like the shadows are going in different directions. It's from multiple light sources.
And the flag What's happening was there? Waving.
Yeah, the flag was waving. How weird is that? That the flag.
Did they say that they did that on purpose?
Yeah, it was totally on purpose. Yeah, because it was set up to be this huge iconic thing.
Yeah, of course. Because it is.
So the conspiracy is that they set it up to be this huge iconic thing, and so they just decided to fake it.
Yep.
And I'm like, all right, that's fair enough. But if it was real, they'd plan for that sort of thing too because they wanted it. They did want it to be a spectacle.
Hmm.
So they did make the flag on a little split, like hinge kind of thing so that it would vibrate, so that it would just sort of keep doing that forever and it would hold it up.
Yeah.
Because they wanted that image. Because imagine that's if they what just got up there it.
With a limp, like they beat Russia, they beat China, it's got a limp flag pole. Like, I mean, yeah. It's got to be a spectacle. It's got to look good.
Yeah. You
can't just have a grainy image of a man in the darkness.
And you know who would go up there with a limp flag? Russia.
They would.
Russia have scrapped together everything. Like, they're survivalists. They yeah. will live through anything. But they get to a certain point and they... I don't know. They don't have the professionalism.
They don't have the finesse and the pizzazz.
Yeah, yeah.
A bit like North Korea.
Actually, that might have changed because remember when... yeah, North Korea's...
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, they're launching missiles. Oh, okay. Yeah, nobody's fucking scared.
Except why North are they, Koreans.
Why are they still giving them millions of dollars? Anyway, the Russian guy who made a homemade submarine and went underneath the ice in the North Pole and then claimed it for Russia.
Really?
I swear to God that is a real thing. That happened last year, I think early 2016.
What path must you be on early in life to end up there?
He's a dude who fucking loves Russia. But, yeah, anyway, I don't know.
Not a bad holiday spot anyway.
Russia?
North Pole.
Oh, yeah.
Either, I guess.
I've got a... never mind. What am I saying?
So that's about my conspiracy. Like, I sort of get to that point. Yeah. And I was like, I can't read any more about it.
Yeah.
But for that first 10, 15 minutes,
well, I just...
these questions.
You just look at the failures of bureaucracy, and that's why I don't believe
yeah.
that any grand conspiracy things, like the 9/11 thing, at best, it could be some guys who got paid money to that would... you know, go to their families to go and do that.
Yeah.
That's at best.
There was somebody that said that it was an ex-government employee, like I think it was in the American government, and he said, I know that it's fantastic to think of all these, you know, these big conspiracies and stuff, but... nobody in the government, I don't want to say nobody, this is from him, nobody is coordinating mass attacks against this population. People make a lot of dumb mistakes, and there's lazy people in the government who don't really care. There's people who don't work hard to try to fix things, but there's no huge conspiracy against the people. It's just generally shitty people who don't do their job
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I buy that. 100%.
100%, because we see it every single day.
With the failures in the moon landing, the recent space shuttle disasters over the last 15, 20 years has been entirely preventable.
Yeah.
And that's bureaucracy's fault. They, I forget the name of the one. It might have been, I can't remember. Anyway.
Big spaceship.
Yeah, boom. Big spaceship. Boom. Mm.
Dead.
Up. And then dead.
Yeah.
Dead people.
Avoidable, though.
Yeah, totally avoidable. The heat shields. It was too cold that morning and the heat shields were obviously cold.
Mm.
So the sudden change in temperature when the rocket started exploding and started fucking
rocket
going.
Rocket fuel was
combusted. And when it went so hot, then that sudden change in temperature loosened up the glue, loosened up what held those heat shields on. So... they're falling off, and it only needed to lose one.
Yeah.
And that's a weak spot because all these things are brittle as. It's like we think of cars, like cars from like the 60s, where they would, you know, they'd hit a tree and, oh, well, install this out. And the human got fucked up, but the car was all right.
Yeah.
Now cars are fucking brittle as anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's to save the human life. So they make them more collapsible. The same thing with ships. Like, an aeroplane is not how I would think an aeroplane would be.
Mm.
Any force coming from slightly different directions and it just fucks it up. They're meant to be as lightweight as possible. Anyway, the sudden change in temperature goes up and falls off and it's not ready for the atmosphere. Heats up too much, explodes. Totally preventable. There were guys there on the launch who knew that it shouldn't happen. These guys who are, they're professionals. They're paid to do this. They go, no, we shouldn't do this. Oh, no. We're on a schedule.
Yep. announcements.
No, we've got to do this. Well, no, this is why the moon landing was such a big thing, because the space dudes who were in charge...
NASA.
...knew that they would... No, space dudes.
Yeah.
So much better than NASA. NASA sounds like a bunch of fags.
Wish I was a space dude.
Yeah, instead of a... I'm a grocery store dude.
Go on.
That's about it. That's all I got.
Well, but who's accountable for that then? For death?
Well, I blame bureaucracy.
Yeah.
It was the guy who gave the okay to the launch when he had the information that they shouldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely to blame, but like, are there repercussions for that?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know, because these things keep happening.
I imagine there was they had to file an incident report after that event.
There was hundreds of millions of dollars just gone.
Yep.
Oh,
and some, human life.
Yeah, and a few of those.
And some people that were going to explore the solar system for us.
I actually watched that video earlier today of the space shuttles. Not space shuttles. Sorry, here it is. It's the universe.
Within our solar system, we are the fourth largest planet. After us, we are dwarfed by Neptune, Saturn, Jupiter, and our own star, which is 93 million miles away from us.
I'm glad I'm not this dude.
The Sun. The Sun is a pretty big star, but it's nowhere near the sizes of other stars that we know about. To name just a few larger stars for perspective, there's Eta Carinae, a star that is over 5 million times larger than our Sun. Betelgeuse, 300 times larger than Eta Carinae.
It just keeps going and going. And up to the point where you're getting further and further out, that you then just see our galaxy, and then just keeps going further out, and then you're going, oh, I don't know, it makes me feel good when I see all that.
Yeah, me too. I remember learning just the NASA website's great for learning everything you need to know about space and perspective. Just like there is just so many, this, like you said, this is the galaxy that we know.
Yeah.
This is our known universe. And there are so many other things. You could see a star that's not even a star. It's another galaxy. Within that galaxy is a solar system that we know nothing about. It's insanity.
That is so far away that it might not even exist anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I listened to the book, The Short History of Nearly Everything. And there were these scientists, there's an actual word for them. And they were trying to study the Big Bang. And the device that they used was picking up sound. And they're like, we can't start this until we work out what that sound is and eliminate it, because they just couldn't bear listening to it while I was trying to study it. And it was actually waves from the Big Bang that they were receiving as sound. And there was a Russian, I think it's an astrophysicist, who'd predicted it like 20, 30 years beforehand. So... And their boss knew about all that, and they reported it to him, and he's like, I know what that is. And it turns out they were picking up waves from the Big Bang, and we can pick them up on our TV. You know, when you're flicking through, this was back in analog days, not now in digital, but you'd flick through, and then you'd just have a static channel. Some of those little flashes of light were waves from the Big Bang.
Wow.
He was like, so next time you feel like you've got nothing to watch on TV, just remember that you can watch The Birth of the Universe.
Oh, fuck off, cunt. I want to watch The Simpsons.
But yeah, it's just that perspective. And
well, yeah, that's what it is good for. There's a lot of shit I don't understand, but it's good to be reminded of it. I had a little experience last week when I had I'd been hearing that thing about the universe is a hologram.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that on and off for a few years, and then apparently something has happened recently where they're actually able to say, all right, so there's these anchor points where things actually are, and everything else in between is kind of not there.
Yep.
It's somewhere else and being projected there, and that's how it looks. And I was like, what the fuck? I don't understand this at all. And the example that they gave, which made sense to me, was a film. Mm-hmm. And if you're watching a film projected onto a screen, everything in that film is 3D, but it's 2D. It only exists
for us.
Yeah, it only exists in that space. Yep. But within that screen, that car going up that street is still going up that street.
Yeah.
And I just thought, oh, no.
It still all happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went off the deep end. And I started to go, oh, no. It is possible that we're in this...
Yeah.
In this thing, and we're only thinking about it in a certain way. Anyway,
it's so easy to get on that tipping point, but yeah. Then you're kind of like, but it's still real for us.
Yeah,
I still
don't understand. I still don't get it fully, but it was a nice little moment.
It's a good little perspective, and I like to think sometimes that I could chop my arm off, but then go and look at the sky and just be like, oh, is this even really happening, and not feel pain. I don't know. We'll see.
That's very unusual. I don't know.
Just
I don't
the
know.
Tip of a pinky, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just something to try it out, you know.
Yeah.
You could at the very least start with the nails.
I could. They are long. It's four guitar, mate.
It's four bullshit. Four guitar. Fuck off. Yeah. Are you taking vitamins for it?
For my nails?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
If you're doing that, you're supposed to use oil. You take like... hair and nail strengthening vitamins and all
that
stuff.
I've got the strongest nails you'll ever see.
Oh, fuck.
Naturally.
Off.
That's why they don't break. That's why they get long. They don't break. Do it. I just do my daily life and I never break a nail. Let's not talk about this.
In the Darren Shan vampire book, which is for kids, but I very much enjoyed them when I was a kid and into my teenage years.
And now?
Yeah, it's too much. It was too much. But yeah, I've got nostalgia for it. Actually, had an interesting thing. I don't know if this is fucking boring. It might be. I don't care. Where instead of like fangs and stuff like that for vampires, what they had was just super strong nails.
Yep.
And so they just like cut somebody open and then drink a bit of blood, all that sort of shit. And their nails were so strong that that's how they kind of moved around and stuff. Like they could climb buildings and all that sort of shit. So I don't know. It was interesting to me.
Yeah. Okay.
I liked a different take on a standard thing.
What would you have instead of fingernails? What would we have? What would you have if you had a
creepy
choice? No fingernails.
If I had no fingernails, I think I'd rather just skin. Like imagine just a perfectly round little bald like heads on every fingers.
No. I don't know what I'd like. I can't even imagine fire doing these ones. No.
I don't know. I'm out.
I'm out too. It's weird though. You take those little things away from a human. Just like.
Yeah, it's like photos without eyebrows.
Imagine me without eyebrows. I look like...
You're mostly brows.
Yeah, definitely from the beard up anyway.
Yeah.
Mostly brows. Mostly beard, then brows, definitely.
Yeah.
But I would look like something out of this world.
We look fucked. If you get rid of our nose, we're fucked.
Yeah. Well, they've actually been trying that in Iraq.
Oh, really?
And Iran, getting rid of girls' noses when they try to escape. Hasn't worked out.
Don't try and escape then. Well, I don't know. Talk to them. Seems to be working pretty well.
Speaking of that, I saw footage on Twitter today of hidden camera footage in Saudi Arabia, just as almost all footage is taken in Saudi Arabia because you can't do that, of just kids being sexually harassed in the sunlight, just waiting for an elevator, sexually harassed.
Wait, what do you mean sexually harassed?
There was a girl who would have been like, I don't know, hip height.
Yeah, so
younger,
so like
very
under like 11.
Easily under, way under, half that,
wow.
Maybe 5'6", like that. Jeez. That little, standing at an elevator, and this old dude in like the in full dress, you know, I don't know what they call it, just at the elevator.
I call it hate wear.
Hidden camera, just pop the pants down a little bit. Little bit of a, you can't really see exactly what's doing, but you can see movement.
Yeah.
And then his elevator comes and he pulls the pants back up and gets in. Another one in a mosque where they're all praying. And there's this young guy, he would have been a young teenager, standing there praying, just while an old Saudi man sits behind him and just plays with his asshole, just like through the pant, just
what
like.
What the fuck? Oh, no.
He didn't do that. Okay. I added that for effect. Okay. But just daily. There was another one where...
And they talk about rape culture.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's not even... I guess that's the closest thing to a rape culture,
yeah,
where it can just
where it's
happen.
Just, oh, yeah, this is just...
Daily.
I'm okay with doing this.
Yeah.
Even rapists know what they're doing is wrong, and that's why it happens at night and they wear masks and that sort of thing.
And they try to not get caught.
Yeah. That is... Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was next. And these kids weren't like, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
Like, you're a freak of nature. Just, I mean, I know they're kids, But I mean, if it starts there, women aren't allowed into Starbucks. Jesus. Starbucks commented on that.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that.
Because there was a sign, yeah.
And so what did the sign say?
Women should get their minder or their driver to come in and get their coffee for them. They won't get served if they go in there and say, can I please have a fucking skinny latte?
Mm.
Go out there and get that man to do it for you. And then Starbucks commented and said this was during renovations. Why the fuck? So men can still, because it's a dangerous work site. And then people have just been like, so, and it said, yeah, and the Starbucks is now subject to local law. So Sharia law.
Yeah.
So they can't attend. And everyone's just hounded Starbucks saying, so can women go in now or not? Where are we at right now? No comment. After saying they'd hire 10,000 refugees. Anyway.
What the fucking...
Don't know how we got on the Saudi right.
Yeah, I didn't know whether you said that women weren't allowed in there. I didn't know whether you're talking about Saudi Arabia or France.
Well, there are parts of France where they're certainly not very welcoming.
We've both seen that video of those two women going into that cafe and getting threatened and bullied into leaving.
And told that they should go.
Because they're women. And they just drive in. They have the footage of them going there and just filming the street. And there are just no women around. They just aren't.
And
they're not allowed.
The interviewer was interviewing these two women, and two men in a car rolled their windows down and then drove off really slowly. And those women were like, let's get the fuck out of here. We're done. This interview's done. This is in France. It's not in Saudi Arabia.
Fuck that.
I just can't comprehend it. I cannot comprehend how so many people, so many Americans can just ignore it and just be like, well, it's not just Islamists. No one... Who said it was?
Just say that it's not okay.
Yeah.
That thing is not okay. All right, now where do we go from here?
A French-Canadian killing people in a mosque is not okay.
Yeah, yes. We can all agree on that.
Killing Muslims or non-Muslims is not okay. But you can't deny there's a fucking problem in these... No one could say anything to me that could make me feel differently about that footage of kids being molested day to day. Nothing, no
amount
of...
Not even if they really broke it down about how hot it really is.
Well, no amount of virtue signalling, though, could just be it's not just Muslims. I don't care. Look at this footage. It's happening here. There is a problem. It's not the only problem, but it's a fucking problem.
Yeah. It could be said, say, bad areas of Sydney and Melbourne. Women shouldn't go in there alone and stuff like that, just in general shitty areas. No, they shouldn't, but they can.
Yeah.
Like, they might get a little harassed or whatever. Yeah. People might be a bit of a dick or whatever.
Yeah.
But generally, you're not just getting you're not getting kicked out of there. You shouldn't be around here or anything.
Generally isn't at risk.
Because that's where the tough thing is. That no matter what race or religion or whatever bullshit people want to talk about, there's going to be an element of scabs.
Yep.
There's always going to be an element of people who just don't give a fuck. They're just going to be rude. They're just going to be cunts, and they're going to not like people being around them. They want to protect their own little thing. We just got to we just got to acknowledge that that is a problem. It exists in all of them. Yep. Okay. We know that. Now, this one in particular is more widespread.
And moving.
Yeah, and growing. Yeah, there's plenty. This is one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen, was after the Paris attacks at the Bataclan and the football game. And it was 2 or 3 days later. And now I'm unreliable because this was translated. So I was going off of subtitles. And it was an imam, I think so. Preaching at a mosque, saying we shouldn't kill them now. All we have to do is wait 20 years, and our kids will take over for us.
Yeah,
that is way more fucked up.
Yeah, well, the patience.
It's like that's just that determination that this is bad and we need to fucking get rid of it now. Because they don't like colour. They don't like fucking music. Fuck you.
More important, I mean, I can't handle art being censored en masse, but just general freedom.
Yeah.
But maybe, okay, maybe I can't draw, but at least I can walk to the shops.
Yeah.
No, can't do that. Do you have a minder? And can you please cover every inch of your skin?
It's so, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it seems very counterintuitive. Because why have you got to keep an eye? Like, oh, I've got a woman now, and I've got to keep an eye on her. Can't you just concentrate and get your own shit done?
Yeah, let them have fun.
It's because they don't trust themselves. They don't trust each other with them because they know they're fucking scum.
Exactly. And there was in that French documentary, there was a Muslim woman who had her face completely covered up and was saying, "I don't want to go to the shops. I don't need to go out. Like, I'll do all these things here. I'll serve my husband. I'm happy like this." Really, though? Has to be brainwashing.
That was the issue. That's the biggest thing that the West faces, is our freedoms can be our undoing because we do have the respect for the individual, so you can do all that. And that was a big tipping point for Ayaan Hirsi Ali when she was a member of parliament in Holland, and she was a feminist. She is a feminist. And so when she was trying to figure out how to help women in these particularly bad communities.
Violent, oppressive communities.
Not a lot of money in there. There's just, not a good area. So what happened was she found out a lot of these women had vitamin D deficiencies.
Yeah.
They weren't going outside. They weren't getting a lot of sun.
Yeah.
And so she was in the field. She went out and she was like, well, why is this happening? Oh, well, we don't leave the house unless our husband is home. And he works during the day, so.
Yeah.
They're inside, yeah. Yep. So she went around trying to say, you're getting sick because of this. Like, come on. And they just were not willing to. And she was already, she'd already sort of rejected Islam at that point. She was raised
Islamic. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure I've talked about it before, but. In case anyone's listening for the first time or whatever, Ayaan Hirsi Ali was a Somali refugee in Holland who was a victim of female genital mutilation, became an atheist, rose up through parliament, is now under 24-hour protection and has been since 2003, where they tried to kill her after they murdered Theo van Gogh for making a film with Ayaan about the violence in Islam.
Yep.
Because nothing says your film is a lie, like killing the people.
And then threatening, just calling jihad on her.
They,
and then she wrote books.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That the threats continued, obviously.
And so, yeah, she's still dealing with it now. She got called, she got called a bigot last week because she spoke out against the woman who arranged the women's march.
Linda Sarsour?
Yeah, was that it?
And who also said Ayaan didn't deserve her vagina because she speaks out about Islam. This is the woman who headed the women's march in America, said that an actual victim of barbaric practices didn't deserve her vagina anyway because she speaks out about Muhammad. Why is Ayaan not the feminist icon?
Yeah. Well, she is in my eyes.
Well, yeah, that's me too. Yeah. But I mean, not in the mainstream.
No. It's
I don't understand it.
This is where we're gonna have to bear the brunt and talk to some people on the other side, and just to understand why she's looked at like that.
Exactly. Why? I don't know.
But yeah, see, that was the tipping point for her, was when she found out about this vitamin D deficiency, and she was trying to, and all these women were not on board, and so she's like, the root of the problem is much deeper than this, and it's a very hard thing to combat, because you can't just, you got to kind of take away a person's freedoms, because they're not defending what they're doing is putting everyone else's freedoms at risk, because the kids are growing up thinking this is okay, and then the population just grows into that.
What religion, anyway? Like, if they say, I love my religion and I'm doing it for that, what religion on this planet makes women just stay home and just be servants to their husband? How could you do that?
I'll tell you what kind of religion. My kind of religion.
But I mean, you could just make, even regardless of your thoughts on women, all that sort of stuff. There's not many people. There's no one I know that would be like, even people who really don't like women. Just there's no way that they just want them to stay at home, cover themselves up, shut the fuck up, and have no freedom whatsoever.
Yeah.
There's even the worst people that I know have never wanted anything.
See, this
like
is
that.
Why I genuinely think they're pussies too. The men. That's where it comes from. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And I'm glad. I'll happily say that they are. Well, they are huge faggots.
Yeah.
Because they're scared of. Scared of a woman. That's what they really are. That's why they're covering them up, and that's why they're.
They must be so, just self-conscious, so just prone to jealousy and rage.
Yeah.
And just small cock syndrome. But
yeah.
Like.
Yeah. That's what happened. In remember its manifestation. There's all those videos on YouTube of American soldiers with the. Cameras and thermal cameras and stuff like that, and they've just got guys just fucking goats and shit like that over there.
Oh no!
Well, they think that that's why all those sexual assaults, and those sexual assaults did happen in Europe, by the way, in Sweden and all through Europe. They think that those sexual they think that all those things kicked off from the migrants because over they do have the internet over there, and so there's a huge amount of porn that goes into the. It's in those areas.
Yeah.
And so their only exposure to Western women is in porn.
Yeah.
And so there's a theory that that's what they just think that that's acceptable because that's what they see in porn. And so they've just transferred that into real life.
Just like
the infants, just thinking that this is a movie.
The old fake taxi. Well, you want to go, yeah? That's a shame.
That is a real shame. All right. Well. I'm in a sour mood now.
Yeah, me too. There's not a day goes by where I don't think about life in Saudi Arabia just because...
It makes you feel lucky. I'm happy that I'm here. Reading about all of this, this is why I dress like a faggot now.
Mm-hmm.
Is you can. More, yeah, because exactly. Because I think we should. We owe it to the freedoms that we have to maximise the usage of it.
Well, we don't think about things like that often.
No.
You know. It's true freedom.
I can't believe that you can just be killed in the street.
Beheaded.
Yeah.
In Saudi Arabia, in that main square, which has been nicknamed Chop Chop Square. Literally.
I think they have the same one in China. Oh, no, sorry, that was Chop Sing.
But, I mean, it's got to the point where it's just funny now. It's a joke. Oh, yeah, old Chop Chop Square. Because they've... beheaded so many people in the street for petty shit that it's just it's laugh at Chop Chop Jesus. Square. The drains in that square are stained red from just human blood. There was a woman.
Imagine what they call the top floor of the buildings that they throw all the fags off of.
I think that's what they call the gynecology offices as well. Chop Chop. But at least I'm not doing it.
Yeah, that's right. There's a line. There's definitely a line.
Don't make jokes about it. Well, let's stop them doing it first and then
we can talk about nobody's
saying something. But yeah, it's, I don't know. More than just appreciating it, it makes me want to like do something.
Yeah.
At least just talk about it. At least just be honest.
Yeah.
And say, can we please all acknowledge that this happens in this part of the country? And that maybe there's some merit to just slowing travel down just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just to sort of make sure that people who cut women's heads off aren't just coming over.
You cannot ban Muslims. You cannot ban Muslims. It's not a ban.
You can ban Jews in the Middle East, but you can't. But I read about two paragraphs of a Waleed Ali article before I had this
The worm.
Off. The worm. But he was talking about... The first paragraph was just about unfortunate instances where somebody had gone to Iraq for a family... Yeah, for example, Iraq, for a family member's funeral and then couldn't get back to here. Or somebody's pet was over in, you know, a Middle Eastern country and couldn't get back. Well, it's unfortunate, sure. I'm sure it inconvenienced these people, but these are very small prices to pay to try and stop the halt of terror.
Yeah.
Of pure, just unadulterated violence, dominance. It's...
And that... It was a... The Trump thing that everyone's upset about, it's a temporary measure. Temporary.
That's been taken before.
That has been done before without upset.
Mm-hmm.
To figure out a better vetting process, which they're working on.
And they have... It's kind of have to.
Yeah.
Because it just... It doesn't stop for them. There's not like a pause, a natural pause in the flow of refugees yeah, and migrants. You can't
take a breath.
Let's just...
The line's clear. All right, we've got some time now, guys.
Yeah, we've got... Right. Exactly.
Can you look at their Instagram?
Exactly. It's just constant. Coming from Australia to America via Europe. I mean...
I love, though, that when you try and argue this, the point just sort of goes around and around in circles because you go, well, yeah, it's just a kind of measure thing. But then you go, oh, but most of them are local anyway.
Mm.
And they're not even members of ISIS. Well... The thing is, they don't have to be members. They're just inspired by ISIS because their ideology is quite similar to it already, and then they see what's happening over there, so they subscribe to it. So they might not even be in contact with them, but they like what they're doing. Exactly. They see what they're doing.
They admire it.
Yeah, and so they're like, yeah, so that travel ban doesn't mean anything.
Mm.
I'm like, wait, so you're saying leave that open. Okay, so what can we do about this problem here then?
When has anyone ever had a problem with a country vetting new citizens? This is...
It only turned into a problem when it got racist, okay?
True. Everyone does it. Employees, people vet products when they're thinking about what to buy. It's a natural... Because you don't want to put yourself at risk. You don't want to put the people you're responsible for at risk.
That is a great point. You pick up the cereal and you have a look what's in it, because if you've got an allergy to nuts, you want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to weed out the nuts.
Yeah.
I don't understand it either.
Not all products have nuts. I'll just make sure. Yeah, we're right.
I'll just make sure. I should use that. I'm a waiter. Oh, sorry. Look, I'm celiac, so I can't have anything. Not all of it has gluten.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we can't just cater to you. There you go.
See, and like we said earlier, it's a thing with empathy. That's where I think the big thing is, because you've just got to put yourself into the person who's in charge of that, the person who's in charge of making sure that nobody bad gets in.
Yeah.
What do you do? You have to do something. You have to make that.
He's responsible. Him and his cabinet are responsible for this.
Sexist, assuming that it's a man in charge of it.
I didn't assume. It's Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. DJ.
DJT. But I think that's all I have to say.
I know. We wear ourselves thin. We've probably said some very offensive things, but who gives a fuck? The show's called Unpleasant for a reason.
Yeah.
Called Talking Out Loud. This is the thing. We've got nothing. I don't have anything against... I don't even want to say it. I was going to say I don't have anything against Muslims. Why should I have to say that?
Yeah.
I think that should just generally be assumed. We just assume that everyone else is an arsehole and a Nazi.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. I think most people are good.
Even the people who are called neo-Nazis.
Even the people who do call them that.
Yeah.
I think are good and just misguided.
Lazy.
Yeah.
Misguided. Yeah.
Like when Lena Dunham got up and said, I wish I'd had an abortion and that sort of thing. I don't think that she really believes that.
Wish her mother did. Anyway, she's a scab, isn't she?
Yeah.
And I think that might be half of the left are just scabs. Half the people with Twitter accounts I think they're scabs.
Yeah.
Protesters are scabs. I read a stat today of something like 90% of the Washington protesters still live at home.
Yeah.
And one in three are unemployed.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
That doesn't. And we said that. We said that as we were watching this protest go down.
How do you have time?
Yeah, these people don't have a job. Same. When 4 days of protests after Trump won.
Yeah.
Who has 4 days free to protest?
Exactly.
People without jobs.
I'd have to plan 2 weeks in advance. I have to apply for leave 2 weeks in advance for my job.
I would do it for a cause good enough.
For an oppressive dictatorship. Yeah. I'd do it like they did in Ukraine.
Yeah.
But no. Romania. But I also saw another tweet. It was like, it was Sam Harris and Bill Maher talking about how Islam might need a reform. And someone commented, great, just what we need, two white guys talking about how Islam needs to reform. Well, maybe that's because they're willing to have the discussion unbiasedly. They're there because they're willing to talk about it.
Sam Harris did a book with a brown man called Majid Nawaz called Islam and the Future of Tolerance. And it was a discussion. It was a dialogue. So why, even when you play by their rules, they're not happy?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no brown people. All right, well, here's one that we don't take notice of because he's brown. Just here you go, though.
Yeah.
Oh, but he's not a real Muslim. That's what he gets called. He gets called not a real Muslim. He was in jail in Egypt.
Yeah.
Because he was a member of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Who is this again? The guy that...
Majid Nawaz.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The guy that made that comment also accepted funding from Al-Qaeda. So maybe he's not the next best option after Sam Harris and Bill Maher. But like you said, even when you play by their rule, here's a brown woman who had her clitoris removed forcibly. Nah.
As is a she child.
Speaking out again, is she speaking out about Islam? Does she know it's not all Muslims? Probably. She probably knows that. She knows it's some Muslims because she had her clitoris removed.
And why do you have to cater to every single person too?
You can't.
When
impossible.
When somebody says, I don't like people with dark hair because a lot of them are fuckwits.
Mm.
If I had dark hair, if I said that, would you just assume I'm talking about you? Or would you go, nah, because I'm not a fuckwit?
Yeah, and because you're probably just speaking generally. But that's the reaction, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm not a fuckwit.
Yeah, and you go, well, yeah. And then you go, oh, well, I'm not. So he's probably not talking about me, so I can just ignore it and go away.
Yeah.
And if you have that attitude...
Seems simple.
Those stupid things just go away.
Yeah. Easily. You just don't hold on to them when it doesn't affect you or when it's not about you.
It's a shame.
It is a shame.
Anyway... hope you enjoyed our bonus show where we didn't make many jokes.
Good sesh. It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
I want to make jokes.
Yeah.
Just get too angry about it.
It's a shame. We'll get better. We'll get better.
All right, I'm going to go. Once the tragedy slows down, mate.
Yes, that was unpleasant for all concerned.